דשמיא, בעזרת השם, we are in ביום דרכך, on שבת קודש, learning on page Ayin Hey, the chapter of Sheshet Yemei Amase, the 6 days of action, of creation, however you want to call it. There's an introduction here that I'm going to read by heart a little bit, and I flip to the Zohar. It says, the Arizal explains that Shabbat is the kala in the middle of the week, right? Like a menorah. Think about a menorah. You have three branches to the right, three branches to the left, and Shabbat and the branch in the middle, right? The main branch in the middle. So to the Arizal explains that this is how Shabbat is. That you have 3 days of preparation, Shabbat, and then 3 days of download. We're keeping the light up. So you see that Shabbat is the kala that's in the middle. And that's what the Arizal says in his song, Yemino Usmola Benayu Kala. Right? Right and left in the middle of the Kala. And you have these 3 days that come before Shabbat, 3 days that come after Shabbat, and Shabbat is in the middle. No matter how you look at it, it's either you're preparing for Shabbat or you're downloading from Shabbat. Either way, your whole entire life is surrounded around Shabbat. Your whole entire life is focused. Shabbat is the main point of your life. Zat Hashem, we're gonna go inside with that introduction. This perek is called Neshama Yetera. We're going to go deep, we're going to explain a few different contradictions, what seem like contradictions inside the Kabbalah, and we'll see what goes on here. La'asok b'or ha-Shabbat kol yom ha-Shavua. We have to deal with the light of Shabbat the whole entire week. The main way to do this, to act in this world, to merit, to receive, and to feel the Kedusha, the sanctity of Shabbat, is by way of a person preparing himself towards Shabbat and dealing with the light of Shabbat throughout the whole entire week. This is a big, big fundamental idea that the Arizal put a big influence on, emphasis on. And we bring a little bit of words of the Arizal. He says, "Da ki tzrich la'achin atzmo lekabel ot tosefet haShabbat b'sheshet yemei achol." You have to prepare yourself to receive the additional light of Shabbat in the 6 days of the week. V'zeh davar gadol litkadesh ha'adam b'yemei achol mikdushat haShabbat. This is a great thing for a person to sanctify himself in the weekdays, by way of the sanctity of Shabbat. This is the idea of the preparation. Every single Shabbat day, a person has an additional nefesh, ruach, and neshama that gets added to him. There's nobody in the world that doesn't have this additional parts according to who he is, according to the parts that have to do with him. Again, I'm going to emphasize that we might feel like we've already gone over this, but everything that we did was introductory, and now we're going to go into these ideas deeper. And a person has to have proper intention so that these additional levels of Kedusha, sanctity that he received, should stay inside of him also on the weekdays that are coming up after the Shabbat. And therefore, according to this, you should prepare your ways. How are you going to be able to continue to have this intention properly? If you have proper intention of leaving this additional light on you, then you will not sin the whole entire week, and the Yetzara cannot affect you the whole entire week, if you really do this properly.
Last 3 days.
Next Shabbat. What's the
question?
Saying the effects only last for 3 days, and then there's already preparation for the next Shabbat. But then, if you're doing that properly, then you're already in the Shabbat mode. Meaning, you have to stay in Shabbat mode even through your 6 days of the week. Everything depends on the strength of your intention with your kedusha and your ta'ara, with your sanctity, how much you separate yourself from this world and things that you don't need to be engaging with, and how purified your heart is and your intentions are. Also, the Arizal writes there, Zeh sod ma shamu b'sifri zachoret yom ha-Shabbat lekadsho. This is what the rabbis wrote in the Sifri, right, in the Midrashic Halachic book, that it says, remember the Shabbat to sanctify it. Mitzvah taseh hi limnot bo yemei ha-Shabbat. It's a positive mitzvah, meaning mitzvah taseh, right? Positive mitzvah, to count the days of the Shabbat. Meaning, Rishon b'Shabbat, Sheni b'Shabbat, like we say in Shachrit. Today is one day to Shabbat Kodesh. Today is 2 days to Shabbat Kodesh, right? Achen katav Ramban b'chidusha l'Torah. So to the Ramban wrote on its chidushim on the Torah. It's a very interesting fact that in Portuguese you say Sábado, right? And then you say Domingo is Sunday, right? And then every other day is Sestaferes, think the fair, the third day to the fair, second day to the fair, third day to the fair, fourth day to the fair. It's all counting towards Shabbat. So too in the Pashtuns, in the Pashtun tribes in Afghanistan, they also, their days of the week are 1, 2, 3, 4 of Shabbat. Not, and Shabbat is Shabbat. The Jews throughout the world, we always count Shabbat as everything. And we count 1 day, 2 day, 3 days, 4 days to the Shabbat. To show that all of the days of the week are dependent on, connected to, and pull their energy from the day of Shabbat. And that is where they get their illumination from, their light from. Remember this very well. And he adds and he says, the fact that we wrote that this is a positive mitzvah, it's a positive commandment, this also helps you in the preparation for Shabbat. You're busy doing a positive commandment. When you go to Shachrit and you say, today is Sunday, today is 1 day to the day of Shabbat, today is 2 days of Shabbat Kodesh, today is 3 days of Shabbat Kodesh. He explains in his words, Shabbat Kodesh Shavua, throughout the whole entire week, Yehudi tzrich lichonen, lichaven b'kdushat Shabbat. First, a Jew has to add intention in the sanctity of Shabbat and the additional nefesh, ruach, and neshama that he's getting of Shabbat Kodesh. Lechaven, what does it mean? Lechaven, what does it mean to have kavanah, to have intention? To think about it, to feel it, to live it, to want it. Everyone according to his ability. What is kavanah? You being engaged with thinking, desiring, feeling, right? Again, the simple word, simple meaning of the word kivun is direction, right? Where are you putting your focus? Where are you focusing your energy? And where you focus your energy is where your energy is going to flow. Right, so if you're always focused on Shabbat, then you're in a Shabbat mindset, even if you're on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. The inner depth here is that we have to prepare the whole entire week for this neshama yitera, this extra neshama. The internal idea is, by way of a person dealing with the light of the Shabbat and living it throughout the whole entire week, and he works hard to keep it amongst him, this additional soul that he received, by way of this, he merits that, like on Shabbat, also in the weekdays, he'll have this clarity of Shabbat. The whole entire reality in front of him will be living and illuminating, vitally expressing the light of in Or Ein Sof. Now, just like on Shabbat, everything is holy, so too, you have an additional level of clarity, also during your week. By way of the light of Shabbat coming into your weekdays and illuminating your dark side, the darkest days of the week, right, when everything is concealed, you merit to completely acquire this light of Shabbat and to make an acquisition that's part of you. And by way of this, you start to prepare the next Shabbat. By way of you acquiring the last one properly in a full acquisition, now you're able to get to the next Shabbat, to a higher, deeper, loftier illumination that has never happened to you in your life yet. Right? Every Shabbat we're ascending on the spiral, we're going higher and higher and higher. And every Shabbat you should be approaching this as a brand new light that I haven't engaged with yet. But by way of me focusing on the last Shabbat so much, even on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, now Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm preparing for the next one is going to hit me even harder. Ba'ofen shekefi ma she'adam amal b'yamot achol. It goes according to this, that how much effort you put in during the weekdays, so how much do you want to keep that additional light of Shabbat that you receive, that extra neshama, and the dveikut and the emunah and the bitu to Hashem Yitbarach that you had on Shabbat, so too you will have this illumination the whole entire week, so that you'll be able to have a constant ascent from Shabbat to Shabbat. You're ascending and ascending and ascending. So what's the neshama? We explained this already, but just to review it again, the Arizal emphasizes in his words that this guarding of the nefesh, ruach, and neshama that we received from the previous Shabbat, we have to explain, what does this mean? Why is this the essence of Shabbat? Why is this what makes Shabbat so important, that we received the nefesh, ruach, and neshama? A person's neshama, meaning, is it's a spiritual part that every single person in Am Yisrael has. It is the neshama that is able to receive and comprehend and download spiritual ideas that are loftier and above what we can comprehend with our eyes of flesh. This neshama is what pulls you as a Jew to serve Hashem. The neshama has the spiritual ability to recognize Hashem's reality and to believe in Him and to feel Him. It's your neshama that can do it, not your body. Your body can't experience God. Your neshama is what has the ability to do that. In correspondence, in opposition to your holy neshama, there are klipot, that they conceal and cover up the reality of Hashem, and they cause a person that he shouldn't be able to feel godliness. And therefore, the goyim and the animals, nafsham ba'a me'aklipot, their nefesh comes from the klipa, like the Tanya explains, the beginning of the Tanya. And kimat einam yochorim la'gish b'mitzut elokit, they can nearly not experience godly, true godly reality. V'kmo chen, im chalila yehudi over averot, so if, God forbid, a Jew does sins, then his neshama starts to be covered up with these layers of concealment. Then it's harder for him to feel Hashem. His soul starts to become sealed. It's funny, it says that when a person eats non-kosher food, we nitmetem bam. Your soul starts to become, the word nitmetem comes from the word atum, like a vacuum seal. But in Hebrew, we also have the word metumtam, stupid. And it sounds the exact same. So when you eat non-kosher, when you do a sin, then your soul, your heart starts to become like vacuum sealed. Nothing can come in and nothing can come out. It's hard for you to feel anything, to feel any emotion towards God, to express any emotion, right? So it's as if you're sealed off, but it's also as if you're like stupid. You can't even have a proper intellectual conversation. You can't even engage with something beyond you. Everything is stuck in your lower reality. So your whole entire ability to express and to feel godliness is only by way of your neshama. Therefore, the whole entire illumination of Shabbat depends on this additional neshama that you receive. First things first, in order to receive the great light of Shabbat, you have to have a person. The person has to have a vessel that's fitting. Second, is by way of this vessel, a person now has a grasp and has a hold onto the light, and now the light starts to influence him. Therefore, on Shabbat, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us an additional neshama, so that by way of that, we'll be able to comprehend and receive the godly light that is on a higher level on Shabbat. We have to get an additional vessel in order to receive this additional light. Shabbat is not a regular light. Our regular neshama can't handle that regular light, so every week we get an additional neshama, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, to be able to download this higher level of godliness, and we need a new one every week because every Shabbat is that much higher than the last.
But isn't Shabbos all week? I understand.
You're in preparation or download from Shabbat all week. You're in Shabbat mindset, meaning your focus is Shabbat. But there's Shabbat and there's the 6 days of the week. So what's nefesh, ruach, and neshama? We need to know. In a general sense, in Hebrew, we use the word nefesh, ruach, neshama interchangeably, right? In Hebrew, in English, we just say soul, right? We have one word, right? But in Hebrew, there's different words, and there's different levels. So even though that's the case, really, there's three parts: nefesh, ruach, and neshama, and they are three parts of the neshama. A nefesh is the first part; above it is the ruach, and above that is the neshama. And you have two more. Chayin yichida, nachon. So here we're going to explain what are these when it comes to avoda, when it comes to applied practice. The nefesh is the spiritual ability that's inside of a person, and by way of the nefesh, the ability that it gives you is to be able to be successful, to recognize the reality of God, and to believe in Him, and to receive upon yourself ol malchut shamayim, the yoke of the kingship of heaven. To do everything that you're commanded to do. Your nefesh is the part that allows you to keep Torah. To recognize God exists, He gave us a Torah, I have to do this and I'm not allowed to do that. Ruach is a higher level of spirituality. And by way of this, a person can recognize much more the reality of Hashem, blessed be He, until you're able to feel emotions towards Hashem. And there's, in general, there's a general application, a general approach to emotions. There are three. Ava, Ira, and Dvekut. Love, awe, and attachment to Hashem. And from these three, there's additional midot that are born inside of a person, but they are offspring of those original three. Love, awe, and Dvekut, and attachment. And they are Koach HaNitzachon, the ability to be perseverant, to be dominant, that's Netzach, right? And Akshinut, principle and stubbornness in a holy way towards Hashem. The ability to be submissive and to be admitting and giving in to the truth that is Hod, right? And the ability to connect everything to Hashem, Yidbarach, that's Yesod, right? To be connected to Hashem in any given way. So those three levels of Netzach, Hod, and Yesod are offspring of the original three midot that you have, which is love, Chesed, Ira, Gvura, and Dvekut, attachment to Hashem, which is Tiferet. So that's in the Ruach. Ruach is about the emotions. And then you have the Neshama. The Neshama is the highest part that you actually interact with in this world, right? Spiritual ability inside of a person, recognize godliness on a complete decisive way until you mamash feel it, recognize the light of Hashem, that is the main aspect of all reality. And from this, you feel upon yourself that you don't count for anything. You can nullify your own ego. And you start to fill up with yearning and longing to Hashem, and you want to be included in Hashem with love. From this, you start to get passionate about serving Hashem with hard work and with effort. Those are the three. So now what's a Tosefet? What's the additional level? On Shabbat, we receive an additional level of all of these. Meaning that the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama of a Jew is strengthened according to the level that you're on. And you receive the ability to recognize on a higher level and a clearer way the reality of Hashem and the oneness of Hashem, and to realize and to comprehend Enod Milvado. And then you'll be able to connect to Hashem in a higher way. Bezat Hashem, now let's go into each one. Nefesh, the idea is that a person receives in his nefesh an additional ability, and now he'll be able to comprehend the reality of Hashem and the godly light, and to feel it on a clear reality, a clear level, the reality of Hashem and His oneness, and then he'll be able to have emunah, and to behave, and to accept Hashem's malchut, Hashem's kingship on a higher level. And you'll also receive the desire and the will to take upon himself the Torah on a higher level, to take upon the yoke, and to actually do the work. And above that is the additional ruach that we get, which the idea there is in Shabbat, a person gets a ruach yetera, and a higher level of ruach, and the ruach, he starts to feel the reality of Hashem and His oneness even more, and then a person starts to feel emotions in an easier way, and now you have more love and more awe and more dvekut to Hashem in a stronger, clear, more internal way. And above that is an additional neshama, that on Shabbat we receive an additional neshama, which causes us to merit, to understand, and to recognize Hashem in a higher reality and His oneness. And from this, we're going to nullify ourselves to Hashem, from nullifying my ego on one side, myself on one side, and to yearn and to long towards serving Hashem with a fiery passion inside of me that will help me to serve Him in a better way on the other side. So on one side, the neshama nullifies your ego, but it also gives you the ability to push harder and to do the work that you have to do. So what is the avodah in the weekdays? The Arizal starts to expand, and he explains to us the kavana that we have to have. The main thing is that the days of the week separate themselves into two parts. One part are the first days, that they are Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, what we call, right? Right now we're in the bridge between the two parts, right? So we're on a Wednesday night. So the first 3 days are Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And the avodah there is to guard over the light of the nefesh, ruach, and neshama that we received on Shabbat, in the previous Shabbat, that we shouldn't forget them, we shouldn't lose them. Because the idea of Shabbat is to recognize godliness. And in order for that to happen, we separate ourselves from melacha. We stop doing melacha. We stop doing actions of work. Yotzim legamrei meklipot, and we completely leave the klipa. And the goal here is that afterwards we'll be able to illuminate also the weekdays. Then we'll also feel Hashem there in the weekdays. Like the son of a king, like the prince, that he forgot that he's a prince. And he started to act like a simple village boy. At one time, the king sent someone to reveal to him, hey, you're the son of the king. You're Ben Shel Melech. He straight away, he remembered, he aroused himself very, very much. For sure, from now on, he's not going to forget it. Right? Even after that messenger that came from the king leaves him, he's not going to forget. Right? He was finally reminded, you are a prince, you're not some village boy. Even after that great arousal, he couldn't forget it. So the first days are Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We are downloading and trying to guard that light so we don't lose it. We were just told you're the son of a king. The second part are the 3 days after that. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The work there is to prepare ourselves that you should be fitting to receive the light from the next Shabbat and the additional nefesh, ruach, and neshama that you're going to have inside of it. And by way of this preparation, you start to have already a sparkle of the next Shabbat already from now. And here the Arizal explains that the idea of leaving this additional nefesh, ruach, and neshama, this additional kedusha, it comes like this. On the first day of the week, this is what the Arizal says. Ki biyom harishon shel hashavua nisheret ba'adam b'chinat tosefet kedushat haneshama. On the first day of the week, you have left inside of you the additional level of neshama. In the beginning of the second night, meaning Sunday night, it's going to leave him and it's going to disappear. It's going to leave from him. It's going to ascend from upon him. Remember this. This word, listalek. Listalek in Hebrew means to ascend. Salka datach, like they say in the Gemara. Salka datach, did it arise in your thought? Did it come up in your mind? Right? Listalek is to ascend. Meaning in Hebrew, we use it now, but like to leave. When a person leaves the world, listalek mi olamo. Right? He left this world. So listalek, this is what the Arizal says, his self and his words. We're going to see later in the chapter that it's not so simple, but this is the word the Arizal used, listalek, to leave. V'tosefet haruach nishar ad sof yom sheni b'shabbat. The additional ruach that you receive last Shabbat stays with you until the end of Monday. Okay? V'achar kach listalek, and then it's going to leave. V'tosefet hanefesh nishar ad sof yom shlishi b'shabbat. The additional level of nefesh stays until Tuesday night, the end of Tuesday. V'achar kach tistalek, and then it will leave. Meaning right now we just finished the neshama, ruach, and nefesh that we have from the previous Shabbat. Up until now, we're going to see that the Torah Chacham, which is Rav Itcher Meir's whole entire path, is based upon him, doesn't hold this way. U'meyom revi ve'elach tzrich lechaven ba'ofen acher. From Wednesday night, meaning from now and onwards, we have to have a different kavanah. And that is to prepare yourself to receive the additional level of sanctity from the next Shabbat. And it's three parts, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. On Wednesday, you have intention to prepare yourself that you should be fitting to and ready to receive the additional nefesh of the next Shabbat that's coming. On Thursday, you have intention to be prepared to receive the additional level of ruach that's coming from the next Shabbat. And on Friday, you should be prepared to receive the additional level of neshama that's coming on the next Shabbat. Right, so it goes neshama, ruach, nefesh, nefesh, ruach, neshama. Yeah. Right? Biyarno ki bechol shisha yamim tzrich lechaven inan kabbalat tosefet haShabbat. So Arizal says now we've had intention that every 6 of the days we have to be busy with the additional level of soul that we got on Shabbat. O mi Shabbat shavra o mi Shabbat haba. Either we're dealing with the Shabbat that just passed or we're dealing with the Shabbat that's coming up. Veze biinyan gimel chelkei nefesh ruach neshama kol echad biyomo. Every single thing, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, has its day that we're dealing with it. Nearly done, guys.
Maybe not.
That was for you, exactly.
We're
in no hurry. Right. Sikum. So, what is the avodah lamaseh? What is the practical avodah here? On Sunday, yichaven ashir et erat haneshama shetisher bo bechol yom alef. On Sunday, you have intention that the additional level of neshama that you received from Shabbat should stay with you the whole entire week. So he says here the whole entire day. On the second day, Monday, you have intention to leave the ruach, and on the third day, you have intention to leave the nefesh. Then on Wednesday, there's a beginning of a revelation of the next Shabbat. Therefore, on Wednesday, you have to start to prepare yourself to intend that you should have already now an illumination of the next Shabbat that's coming upon you, and to receive it, to begin to receive it. And on Thursday, you have intention on the Ruach. And on Friday, you have intention on the Neshama. And this is what the Arizal is saying. And let's bring a little bit more from the Arizal. He says here, our intention is to pull down this additional Nefesh of Shabbat, Nefesh Ruach and Neshama, into the weekdays that are coming upon us. This additional level is brought down in three different levels, Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh. Because the Neshama is until Sunday, and the Ruach is until the end of Monday, and the Nefesh is until the end of Tuesday. And the 3 days that are after that are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we have intention the next Shabbat. There are also the three parts, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. And the Sidur of the Rashash writes, and the intention of Birkat HaMazon, שיכוון לקבל את הנפש ביום רביעי ואת הרוח ביום חמישי ואת הנשמה ביום שישי. He writes in the intentions of Birkat HaMazon, the Rashash writes, that on Wednesday you have intention to receive the Ruach, and on Thursday you have intention to receive the Nefesh, on Thursday the Ruach, and on Friday, Shishi, right, the Neshama. בכוונות שיר של יום כתב שעל ידי הכוונה תאיר בו הנפש יתרה משבת הבא. When it says, when you get to the שיר של יום, right? שיר של יום is the song of the day that we say every day in שחרית.
Yeah.
There you have the intention that you should have an illumination of this נפש יתרה from the Shabbat that's coming upon us. So we have inside three ideas. In the word of the Arizal, the main thing is to have intention to prepare yourself now to receive from the next Shabbat. In the Sidur of the Rashash, it says in Birkat HaMazon that we want to receive it now, right? Sidur of Rashash says to receive it now. And in the intentions of Shir Shilyon, the Sheir Bo, right? Meaning the Arizal says we have to prepare to receive. The Rashash says in Birkat HaMazon we have to receive. And then we have the intentions of the Song of the Day that it says that it should illuminate inside of us already from now the Shabbat that's coming up. So, also we're going to explain this deeper, but he says there that on the Sunday your thoughts should be on thoughts of Neshama thoughts. Neshama is thoughts. So Sundays should be a day of thoughts. Because all these aspects in the world of Bria, that's where the neshama comes from. And then he writes there, Yom Sheni veChamishi, on Monday and Tuesday, Monday and Thursday, which are the secrets of Yetzirah. There you have Ruach Hashem Yetzirah. Okay, we're going to go into this. This is what we're learning. We're going to go deeper. He just wanted to bring some of the words from inside. Yeah.
Didn't you say, like, I think it was last class or two classes ago, that, you know, like, we might fall into depression on Motzi Shabbat? Because the neshama leaves.
Exactly.
But now we're saying Sunday it leaves the neshama, and then so.
Because Shabbat left.
Yeah.
Shabbat, this God consciousness left.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to download these lights. You have until Sunday night to work on downloading the neshama. You have until Monday night to download the ruach. You have until Tuesday night to download the
nefesh. So you still have the chance to connect.
Exactly. And we still have to clarify what does it mean it left, because it's not that simple. Right? That's the next part. Right? Let's see right now. So what's the work here? On Sunday?
That's the left.
On Sunday and on Friday. Sunday and Friday again are what days? Sunday and Friday. Neshama days. Neshama days, right? Hey, nice, chidush, that's a good chidush, Rav Noach, that they are the closest to Shabbat, therefore they are neshama. That's good, chazak. La'asot b'itbonenu b'mitzvot Hashem yitbarach v'yichudo. There you want to, what's the work of Sundays and Fridays? To thoughts, exactly, to contemplate the reality of Hashem and His oneness. And the rest of holy thoughts that you could have. V'lahaliv et nishmato l'ishtokek la'Hashem yitbarach. and to bring passion inside your neshama, to yearn towards Hashem, and to work hard, b'avodato be'esh kodesh, to work hard in your avodat Hashem that you have to do with a fire, with a holy fire, and to go into feelings of nullification of my ego, that all of this is done by way of the neshama. So what is the work of Sunday and Monday and Friday? Holy thoughts, contemplating the reality and the oneness of Hashem, bringing more passion and more yearning to your connection to Hashem, to want to work hard with a fiery passion, a holy fire, and to go into a feeling of nullification of myself. Those are all works of the neshama. On Mondays and Thursday, what are they?
Ruach. That's why we see the Torah.
Ah, Ruach. There we want to litchadesh ulehamik et hargashot halev el Hashem Yitbarach. There we want to go deeper with our emotions and renew our emotions towards Hashem. Ve'hargashot ahava, yira ve'dvekut. Mainly in the thoughts of love, awe, meaning respect, and dvekut, which is attachment. And the rest of the holy midot, which is our perseverance, our principledness, our admission to the truth, right, and our connecting everything to Hashem, which is Yesod, right? These are all ideas of the emotions. You have a question, Yechazel?
I missed it.
Mondays and Thursdays are Ruach, which is emotions, mainly Ahava, Ira, and Dvekut, and then also, which is Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet, but then also the others, to renew and to go deeper in your emotions towards Hashem. And then we're left with Tuesday and Wednesday, which is what?
Nefesh,
good. To strengthen our emunah. And from that, we'll be able to take Kabbalat Ol, Lemaaseh B'toch Simcha, just to actually accept upon ourselves that we have Torah and Mitzvah to keep with Simcha. We want to do it with, we're going to be passionate, we're going to enjoy it. With a smile on our face, we're going to do the avodat Hashem that we have to do and say thank you Hashem all the time. Mitoch hakara b'yichud Hashem Yitbarach, from a recognition of the oneness of Hashem. We have to take pleasure. There's a footnote here that he puts. We have to take pleasure from our avodat Hashem. We have tons of mitzvot to do. We have to be happy doing them. Le'enot mishtokekut me'ahava v'yira v'kabalat ol v'itaneg aleihem mikoach or Shabbat. We have to enjoy our yearning and our longing and our love and our awe and our the fact that we take upon ourselves to do mitzvot. We have to take immense pleasure in this. How do we do this? From the light of Shabbat. Right? This is the depth that we have to do. And now we're getting to a deep part. Ein siluk amochin. Ein siluk mochin. The light of the intellect that we receive in Shabbat does not leave us. We have to ask a fundamental question. What do we say? It appears that it is as if the work is just repeating itself every single week. Right? Sunday and Friday is the same thing. Monday and Thursday is the same thing. Tuesday and Wednesday is the same thing. Every single week we're just in a loop. ובכל שבת ושבת המוחים לנשמה יתרה מתחילים להיכנס לפניה ואנו מתקרבים אליה בימים ד' ואחרי השבת הם מסתלקים בסוף ימים א' ב' ג'. In the beginning we come towards Shabbat, we prepare for it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
And then we enjoy Shabbat. And then it starts to leave us Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
So what's supposedly going on? It's just repeating itself every single week. There's what's going on here? Also, we have another question that we can add here. כיוון שבסופו של דבר הנשמה מסתמכת בסיום יום א', אז למה זה כל כך חשוב לעמול להשאיר אותה? If our neshama is leaving at the end of Sunday, so why is it so hard that I should work on trying to keep it? It's going to leave. The Arizal said it's going to leave you on the end of Monday night, Sunday night. So what am I doing trying to keep it if the Arizal says it's going to leave? And even though bevadai, for sure, יש תועלת בכל רגע שנוסף לקדושה, there's definitely a benefit for any additional moment of kedusha that you add to your life. Sanctify yourself. Obviously there's, it can't be a bad thing. מכל מקום נראה מגודל החשיבות שאין זה רק לעכב את הסידוק הקדושה, אלא מוכרח שיש בזה עניין מזה איזה קניין. It can't just be that we're trying to delay the mochim from leaving us, this kedusha from leaving us. There has to be something more here. What's going on here? So now comes the Torah Chacham. Whoever doesn't know, the Torah Chacham is the main student of the Rashash. The Rashash was a gilgul of the Arizal, right? The Torah Chacham was a chevruta with a chida. The three of them tried to bring Mashiach together. There was a black dog came in front of them, messed up their intention. And then there was all the punishments on all three of them. We could talk about this another time. But they're very tied to the Geula. It's very, very important things. So the Torah Chacham is the path of Kabbalah that Rav Itchemeyer goes on. I heard it once said, if the Arizal talks about the yearly cycle, the Rishash talks about the weekly cycle, the Torah Chacham talks about the seconds and the minutes. He goes that deep, right? He goes that deep. Quantum Kabbalah. Let's see what he says. The Torah Chacham says, Sheyesh klal gadol ba'avodat Hashem. There's a big, big principle in Avodat Hashem. Vu she'ein siluk mochin le'olam. Torah Chacham has a rule. Ein siluk mochin le'olam. Mochin, meaning spiritual intellect, will never ever leave you. You downloaded a certain level of intellect, it will stay with you forever. Meaning, anything Hashem gives to a person, it will never ever leave you. Therefore, all of the illuminations of Shabbat, every single holiday, every single time you go to Mincha and Arvit and Shacharit, those are mochin, you're downloading mochin, right? Every avodah, anytime you overcome something, it will never be lost from you. This is a huge principle that we have to know. Everything that you acquired, that you downloaded, that you brought inside your being and it became a part of you, you will never ever lose it. Footnote here, 58th footnote, Noach. Rather, b'ralo rak she'en yerida. Even more so, not only is there not a descent, every single day we are ascending and coming closer to Hashem. More than the day before. We already have the acquisitions of yesterday. So if we went through a whole entire day yesterday and we learned about Hashem and we acquired more, then we're not falling. Today we're just coming that much closer. This is hinted to in the words of the Chazal and the Gemara. Gemira mi'ahav yahavi mishkel l'shakli. Gmiri miyahev, yahavi mishkal lo shikli. We're not going to go there right now. Okay. Umah shemargeshim achei Shabbat, hargesha shel vay nef, avda nefesh. And what we feel, like you said earlier, Chesko, what do we feel after Shabbat? Vay avda nefesh. Oh, yeah, I lost my soul. Right? Ein ze biglal she nefesh yitra mistalekat kishuto. This is not because the additional nefesh just left you, simply said. Like it's written, simply said. Right? The truth is, everything stayed inside of you. Rather, it's because the light and the neshama are concealed after Shabbat. They're there. They haven't left you. They're just concealed.
You just got sunglasses on.
And the work is, or you have sunglasses on. Yeah. And the work is la'ir, to illuminate, to shine. By way of the truth of Shabbat, the darkness and the concealment of the weekdays. And to understand that even now that we don't feel Hashem like we do on Shabbat, this is only a cover up and a concealment. The truth is Hashem is here right now, just like on Shabbat. And this is a deeper revelation, because it's revealed to us and it clarified to us that everything is just Hashem. Not only on Shabbat, that there we see it clearly. Even now in the dark places, in the dark times, that it seems as if they're separate from the light of Hashem, the light is concealed inside of them. Even though everything is, so to say, dark, Hashem is also there. And when a person lives like that, this truth, even in places like this, even in dark places, and he reveals that everything is just Hashem, this is the perfect purpose of the whole entire world. It's revealed that this is the truth, even in a place that it appears as if it was an opposition, it was an enemy, it was the opposite. And it's clarified from that place that there's no other option. Therefore, in the time of truth, המתנגד עצמו מתאפך לגלות את האמת. The opposer himself transforms to be the revealer of the truth.
Yitro.
So from this we go, this week's parasha, there you go. Rabbi Nachman says the biggest revelation, the biggest praise that Hashem could have is when the furthest thing away from him starts to praise him. Says that about Yitro. Yeah. This is the depth of the work of Sunday. The light that was clarified in Shabbat and it was revealed that Enod Milvado, this light starts to illuminate on Sunday. Even there, everything appears like it's godliness. And we're not just talking about a Sunday in America. Sunday here in Israel also, right? Mitoch hakara zo, from this recognition, nuchal ishtokek lehov oto b'yeter pnimiut. from the recognition that Hashem's also in Sunday, like he was in Shabbat, now I can love Hashem. Now I can yearn towards Hashem in a deeper way. Because as much as I have a strengthening, a recognition, an internal recognition that there's Enod Mitvado, there's nothing besides Hashem, everything that you do, every avodah that you do will be elevated, will come to a higher level. On this Sunday, you have to put in extra effort to bring down this recognition of the truth of Hashem and to pull it down, to hold on to this clarity, this amazing clarity of Shabbat, and to go deeper into it, to understand that even now it's true on Sunday. This is also true here. It's a thought process. That's why it's neshama. There you'll be able to hold on and strengthen your emotions of this additional neshama that you receive, meaning to be successful, to recognize on the same level of clarity and to yearn towards Hashem in the same passion, even in the times of darkness and concealment, from a recognition, internal recognition that Hashem is here just like He was yesterday. And therefore, I'm yearning towards Him exactly the same way I was on Shabbat. And on Monday, and Yom Sheni, right? There we're further away from Shabbat. Therefore, the concealment is higher. That's why you have the Monday blues. That's why Mondays are so hard. The work is even harder. There it's to be successful in the darkness, to live out this truth of Shabbat, to remember internally that everything is godliness from this, to feel the Ruach, to feel the Spirit, to feel this emotion, meaning to feel the love and the awe and the Dveikut to Hashem, even on a Monday, like we did with the light of Shabbat. On Tuesdays, you have an even higher level of concealment, and then you start to get to the completion of the Avodah. There you have to go into the feeling, even in this darkness, the light of Shabbat is concealed. I know and I recognize the oneness of Hashem Yitzbarach, and from this I'm going to feel my emunah and take upon myself the fact that there's a Torah, the yoke of the kingship of heaven, with simcha, like I did with the light of Shabbat. On Shabbat it was fun to wake up early to go to Shacharit, and I enjoyed going to the shul, and I enjoyed Kiddush. So on this week during Shacharit, Bezat Hashem, I'm also going to get up with that same, great, I get to go to Davin, right? Bezat Hashem, eating on Shabbat was a nice, joyous occasion. So why does it have to be a fight during the week? Should also be a nice, joyous occasion filled with Torah, filled with maybe a glass of wine. Why not? Right? If it's done in the proper way. And if you marry it to this, then not only will the illumination of the last Shabbat not leave you, more so, it's going to be completely acquired inside of you, because it's going to go even into the deepest, darkest parts that you have inside your being. And there is going to be a proper acquisition, a truthful acquisition that you have for you. Because it's standing and it's established inside your heart, even in the time of concealment. We have a comment here online that this dude's laugh in the background is hilarious. There you go. Yeah, you didn't want to be famous. And the Dafka of the week, you talk about not being involved in the videos. You're in the vote. You're getting fan feedback here.
You should ask him what he thinks about the share, though.
On a deeper sense, the avodah is the work is to merit, to bring down, to continue to live the light of Bitul that we had on Shabbat, and from this to work every single day. The first day on our clarity and on our comprehension and our yearning. On the second day on our love and our awe and our attachment. On the third day we have to work on our emunah and taking upon ourselves the yoke of Hashem. Because when a person goes out to these avodas, to these works that we have to do, from a place of depth of his neshama, resting in godliness and godly comprehension, in an internal place of bitul, then they start to be done in a much loftier way, in a much beautiful, more beautiful way, in a much more flowing way. So then what's the day of the end of the week? We're nearly done. Two more pages. So when we work hard to download this light in a time of concealment, then we're able to start to receive already the illumination of the next Shabbat, which is a higher level, a deeper level of comprehension. Therefore, after we do the work of Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, that we worked hard to drill this light into us, to feel it inside the darkness, this yearning, this love, this awe, this Kabbalat Ol, and we started to acquire the light completely, then straight away, we start the work of Wednesday, and we start to prepare properly to receive the newer levels on a higher level, right? We drilled down and we attached and we acquired, we made a real acquisition of what was. Now let's start immediately to work on what's coming. So on Wednesday, we're starting to receive the illumination of the Nefesh from next week, next Shabbat, meaning on a higher level of emuna and kabbalat ol, to take upon myself the yoke of Hashem. By way of this, it will be easier to receive the illumination of the next Shabbat. So too on Thursday, we work on the ruach, right? Meaning there to love and to have awe and to have attachment from a deeper place of recognition on a higher level, a manure level that is already shining and sparkling for us. And after that, on Friday, we receive the additional level of neshama, which is to yearn and to be passionate, to be excited, to serve Hashem with a fiery, with a holy fire, from a place of bitul yesh, to nullify myself in the strongest way possible. So here we see that a person is constantly ascending. Every single Shabbat, he has an illumination on a deeper way and a deeper sense inside his neshama. And even though on a weekday you're not going to get the exact illumination that you got on a Shabbat, even though that's the case, a little bit you should get to make a true acquisition for the whole entire week. And this we find a lot of times after holidays. We find that after a person merits it to the great light of a holiday, he starts to feel after the holiday a fall and a descent into darkness, right? An emptiness and darkness. Because the truth is, it's not a descent at all. The opposite is truth. Right now, already, he started on a higher level of avodah. He stepped into a newer level. He's on a higher level of consciousness.
True.
And now he has to bring the light of that holiday into the week, into the regular weekdays. Meaning you have to work in the weekdays to download that light properly, to strengthen it, to hold on to the levels that you received and the closeness of God, to God that you received during Purim, Chanukah, Tu Bishvat, whatever it was. V'chenu betfilah. So too, it's in tefillah. Again, the job of tefillah, like we learned in the Chabura months and months ago, is to download mochin. It's not about asking for what you need. It's not about, Hashem give me this, Hashem give me that. No, Hashem give me the ability to see that you gave me everything I need. Give me the intellect, give me the mochin that I need. So too in tefillah, every single tefillah is another medriga. It's another higher level of progress, of progression towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it never repeats itself. Every shacharit is different. Every mincha is different. Every aravit is different. Every time you go to pray, you're coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch. Last thing, this is attached here to this part. According to the olamot, according to the worlds, a nefesh has to do with asiyah. Ruach has to do with yetzirah. Neshama has to do with bria. The mochin of Shabbat, they are on the level of atzilut. Olam Atzilut. The intellect of Shabbat is in the level of Atzilut. Uvehem behir le'adam. It's clear to a person, an immense, immense, powerful clarity that everything is just done by Hashem. Ve'en od milvado. There's nothing besides Hashem. Olam Atzilut etz el Hashem. I'm by Hashem. I'm next to Hashem. The Avodah on Sunday is to take this truth into the world of Bria. Meaning, since in the world of Bria there's a little bit of concealment, then the work is to be able to be successful in yearning towards Hashem from a place of internal clarity, like it was illuminated to us on Shabbat, Atzilut, right? And this means to leave the additional neshama. The neshama is the ability to contemplate and to yearn. Even when you have full bitul, right? You still have different parts inside of you. You have a part of your neshama that you're contemplating and that you're yearning. But on Shabbat, on Shabbat, your yearning, your longing comes from a much higher level of clarity. That's what you have to guard. On every Sunday, you have to work to leave some of this fire, this ish, this fire of the yearning of Shabbat and the clarity of internal recognition. You have to leave that. Even in the external parts, when we go down to Bria, that there's a little bit of a concealment. And after we merit to this, then we get to Monday. And there we have the Avodah Gdola Yoter. It's a higher level of Avodah. And that is to bring the light and the clarity of Shabbat, even to the world of Yetzirah, which is the level of Ruach. And then we have Tuesday, that the work is even harder than that. And that's to be successful in bringing this light and this clarity in of Shabbat, even to the world of Asiyah, even to the level of Nefesh. And meeting even in this dark, lower, concealed world of the world of Asiyah, that we should have an illumination of this truth with clarity, and will merit to remember the reality of Hashem and His oneness, and will be successful in living out this knowledge, that he is the leader of the whole entire world, and there's no leader and there's no power besides him, with clarity, complete clarity, like on Shabbat. Last paragraph. After you merited to take the light of Shabbat inside all of the levels. Once you've downloaded all of these lights and it's clear to you, like it was on Shabbat, now you start to work on the next Shabbat that's coming after it, the next level that's coming after it. So you see that this is your Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are not some regular days, the opposite of Shabbat. No, they're intrinsically attached to Shabbat and they're extremely, extremely important. And in the next week, we're going to talk about some practical ways to do this. What are some ways? What are the kavanah that we have in Shir Shal Yom? What is Chok Yisrael? What is Birkat HaMazon? Right? What is the individual work that we can do in every single day? What is preparation? Right? How to work on the midah of every single day? And then we're going to get to the end. We're going to have a nice big chart here that breaks down your whole entire week. It shows you what is the avodah that you should be doing every single day of the week. And Bezat Hashem, we're going to work on translating it before we get to there, so we can hand it out properly in English. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.